there were clashes that broke out on Sunday morning between different groups of internally displaced persons living at a protection of civilians location adjacent to the UN House property. The fighting was not between internally displaced persons who we are protecting on the one hand and our own personnel. Our role was strictly limited to calming down the situation and separating the two groups of internally displaced persons who were fighting each other.
Have you been able to establish as to what caused the fighting between the two internally displaced persons groups?
No, investigations are underway into what exactly triggered the fighting. It may have been a domestic dispute, but we have yet to establish exactly what triggered this fighting, which lasted for a good part of Sunday.
We learned that there were some injuries. How many people were injured?
Over 60 internally displaced persons were injured in the fighting. 20 of them had to be hospitalized. And 4, as of this morning, were in a serious condition. Also, 2 Nepalese UN police officers suffered minor injuries in the melee.
Now, these injuries, when they were trying to separate the groups, or exactly how did they suffer the injuries?
Yes, that's my understanding. In the course of the day, our police personnel, who are specially trained in crowd management, went into the area of the protection civilian site where the fighting was taking place and seemed to have sustained injuries as they were trying to separate the two groups and calm down the fighting. Also, I believe the tear gas was fired at one point to disperse the crowds to calm down such matters in the protection civilian site.
I understand there was a kind of prison set in the protection of a civilian site to discipline cases like that. Is it still working out? How are you trying to manage these issues?
Well, at a number of protection civilian sites, we have established holding facilities where we place people suspected of serious crimes for brief periods. We're not in a position to hand over internally displaced persons suspected of serious criminal behavior. And my understanding is that 2 people who were suspected of instigating the fighting yesterday have been held and are currently being detained. But when we do that, these people are not held for very long because we don't have the authority to prosecute or jail people. So we'll hold on to these people and approach the authorities about possibly handing them over to them. Otherwise, they'll probably be returned to the population at that protection of the civilian site and given a stern warning not to engage in more violent activity.
Are the elders, like the chiefs that are also there in the IDPs, are they trying to help the UN in settling matters like fighting or any disputes like that? Or exactly how are they helping the UN police?
Well, yes, we frequently turn to the leadership of the community of internally displaced persons at these protection of civilian sites when trouble occurs. We speak to them about what they think is the best way to handle the troublemakers and what informal sanctions they may wish to apply against these individuals suspected of criminal behavior. So we have an ongoing relationship with people who have been identified as leaders of these IDP communities at the various protection civilian sites where we are sheltering people.
Now, if there are extreme cases, those who are known for fighting, even to the extent of killing, what do you then do? Because you said you people don't hand over to the government.
Well, it does put us in a bit of a quandary. In I think maybe 1 or 2 cases, we have found ourselves obligated to expel the individual from our protection of civilian sites. And we put up photos at the entrances to some of our compounds telling our security staff not to permit entry to these individuals. In most instances, however, if we feel that it's not appropriate to hand over people suspected of serious criminal behavior or the authorities do not want to take custody of them, we detain them for a few days and then hand them back over to the community and ask the community leaders to handle the individuals in the best way they think is suitable.